winning play to begin this segment of the John Landecker Pick'em Pool, but I'll take him while we got him. And that, of course, is the run around the end and into the end zone that turned out to be the winning score. So here we are at 720 WGN, John Landecker. Paul Pabst, are you with us? Oh, we're still waiting for the guest. How about Jack? Are you over there at the United Center?
I'm here.
Oh, listen to that.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's very quiet right now. We'll see how if it gets any louder. You might hear a horn or something.
But it's picking up, what's the word, the ambiance, you know, just the general sound of the United Center. I like
that. A sporting event, yeah.
So,
cool.
Did Paul know we were doing this tonight? Do you know?
He said he was good to go. Let's see. I'll send
he
him
did?
Email.
Okay. Yeah. Because we really don't have anything else planned. And I don't know what his, obviously, I can't read his mind. I don't know what he would be picking. Or do you have the totals, though, by any chance?
I do have the totals.
Okay, well, we'll do that while we wait for
him to come on. While we can't dance?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so last week, John, you went 8-5. And then Paul, and that was me, I think, went 9-4.
Okay.
So right now, Paul's in front of us, 78-38. You're in second at 76-40. And Eli and I are struggling a little bit, 71-45. So we need a big week here for the producer spot.
Well, you know, it wasn't a good week. I mean, for for a lot of people, there were some outcomes that were unforeseen, and some victories by teams that hadn't had a lot of them prior to last weekend. And tomorrow night starts out with the Jets and the Patriots, and then Sunday morning. Have you ever gotten up to watch any of those games on Sunday morning?
I have, because I've done sports some Sunday morning, so I'm counting down the clock till 8:30 when I got something to put on.
What time does that start?
Normally like 8:30,
wow.
I think, in the morning.
That's just an amazing concept that you would get up at 8:30. You know, I mean, obviously you do, and obviously they're playing, but I mean that you get up at 8:30 in the morning to watch professional football. That's
well, if you're
wild.
On the West Coast, it's 6:30.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Then you're watching football all day.
Which, of course, is some people's idea of nirvana. And others,
that's mine.
And others, not so much. So we still haven't heard from Paul, eh?
No. I sent him a note, so. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Normally he's probably got something going on. He does a lot of different stuff. He's a teacher. He's on TV.
Well, he's also the executive producer of Dan Patrick, right?
So, right. Maybe and then he hangs out with us goobers.
Yeah, and maybe he's doing, you know, he comes on with us as a favor.
Exactly.
So, well, until he comes on, why don't you and I just do it? And then if he gets here, then he gets here. And if he doesn't, then...
And then we'll figure it out.
He can, like, email his picks in so that we can
keep
add
total.
Them to the totals. Yeah.
That works for me.
So, tomorrow night, Thursday night football, the New York Jets visit the New England Patriots, and what are you taking on that one?
I'm going Patriots. This is a big rivalry game, but I think the Jets are a mess, and the Patriots are rolling right now.
Yeah.
And it's a big spread, too, 13.5 for New England, but I'm going with the Patriots tomorrow.
I'm with you, too. But before we go any further, you recounted to me, we were talking this afternoon, and I said, oh, the Giants fired their coach. Can you do that again, the history of the Giants firing coaches after playing the Bears?
Yeah, so here's a tweet, Eli, who you hear on here from a Giants reporter.
Yeah.
Our guy says, 2019 Giants lose at Chicago, Pat Shurmur's fired. 2021 Giants lose at Chicago, Joe Judge is fired. 2025 Giants lose at Chicago, and then Brian Daboll gets fired. So
if you're
a Giants head coach, you don't want to come to Chicago.
Hey, you ready? Did I hear Paul's with us? Paul, are you there? Mr. Pabst? He sounds far away. We're not making a connection.
Can you dock me pay for the week for being late?
There he is.
There he is. Can you turn Paul up a little bit? I'm having a hard time hearing him.
John, you got me now?
Oh, yeah. There we good. There we are. There we good? What kind of language
are
you
using?
Sorry, I'm
late.
No, that's all right. You're a busy man. You've got places to do, people the things, and whatever that expression is. Who do you pick between the Jets and the Patriots?
You know, The Jets are just awful. You saw last week, their leading receiver had one catch. I mean, they're just brutal. And the Patriots, we've been talking, every week we've been out talking, they get a little bit better. I mean, people are just loving Drake May. The Patriots could win that division. The Bills slipped up last week.
Yeah, they did. I was a little surprised by that. I was referencing that earlier. So, let's see. I guess so we're all picking the Patriots, right, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. So you take it, Jack. Let's move ahead.
All right. We're going to the game in Madrid, the Commanders and the Dolphins. Commanders beat up. Dolphins haven't had a good season. Paul, what do you think?
I'm picking the Dolphins. They've really cleaned up their act a little bit. They got rid of some players, and they won a ball game. the Commanders are just too hurt, and I think Jaden Daniels will be out for at least a month.
I'm also going with the Dolphins. You know, they both have the same record, 3-7.
But not good.
But they're playing the Dolphins at home, so, and the Commanders suck, so I'm taking the Dolphins.
You know what, John? I couldn't set it better myself, so I'm just going to say Dolphins and keep moving it along here.
Yeah, they suck. Can we say that? I think we're allowed to say that. If John could say it, we could say it.
Oh, you
I agree.
That? Yeah, that's not one of those seven words you can't say on air.
Yeah, it's one of the top 30.
Indeed,
there you go.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Bears off their thrilling win once again on the road of the Vikings.
Man.
Vikings favored in this one. Bears trying to get revenge after the opening week loss. John, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm torn on this.
JJ, your guy.
Yeah, but I really don't believe. But I'm going to pick the Bears.
Ooh.
I'm just going to do it. I want to see what happens. The Vikings are 4-5. They're 1-3 at home. The Bears are 6-3 and 3-2 away. So, you know, anything can happen, and it'll probably get down to the last 30 seconds the way it has for the past few weeks, and that'd be good. But that's who I guess I'm taking the Bears, surprisingly.
Paul, what are you thinking?
Yeah, this is a tough one because the Bears looked pretty bad for three quarters last week.
Yep.
And if Jackson Dart doesn't get hurt, that could be a loss.
Yes, indeed.
Here's the one thing. They saw tape on J.J. McCarthy from earlier in the season. I think they're going to give this kid a hard time. The pass rush has been a little better for the Bears. The defensive backfield, not so much. They're going to get healthy maybe in a few weeks. But I really like the Vikings normally, but this year they're down. And J.J. McCarthy, he hasn't stepped up. I think the Bears realize how lucky they got last week, and they're going to need four quarters to beat these guys. Because their head coach, Kevin O'Connell, is a great game plan guy.
Oh, yeah.
So I think the Bears are going to handle this one a little more cleanly than they have the past 2 weeks.
I like it. I'm going Bears, too. I think they're going to keep rolling here.
Listen to us. How about that?
You might as well jump on the bandwagon, right?
We're going to do more of this in just a couple of minutes. But, hey, Blackhawks fans, join the Blackhawks all season long at the United Center as they celebrate the legends who've helped cement their legacy as a franchise. Secure your tickets for November 15th, December 13th, January 17th, and March 6th for their Centennial Celebration Nights. Each game will feature a Blackhawks Legend bobblehead giveaway for the first 8,000 fans. Visit Blackhawks.com/promo for all details. Hey, by the way, we got a hard out this hour. We can't goof around because I got to hit the Blackhawks.
You need to get it to Charlie.
Yeah. And that's got to be like right on the second.
Mm-hmm.
So
time to fly.
So exactly. Yeah. Where are we then in this?
All right, we got Panthers at the Falcons up next here. Paul, what are you thinking?
Oh, man, these two teams are so tough. Every week they play completely different. So I'm going to bet against the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. I'm going to pick the Falcons because it was a rough week for the Panthers. I don't know what's going to happen. That's my point.
there's a lot of that going around in my head. I'm with you on this one for no particular reason. I'm taking the Falcons.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Panthers because we've been on the same one every pick so far, so I'm going to be different.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Buccaneers at the Bills, one of the more fun games on the slate here. John, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to take the Bills. I think they were embarrassed, and then not hopefully, but I think they'll probably bounce back to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's hard to picture Buffalo losing 2 weeks in a row. They're just too talented.
Yeah.
But the Buccaneers need this one, but I'm going to go Bills close.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going Bills, too. I love the Bucs, but every time I pick them, they lose, so I'm going with the Bills. All right, next up, I'm going Texans at Titans. Even without C.J. Stroud, maybe with the concussion, they're still a 6.5-point favorite. The Titans have been a mess. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, the Texans are a good defense, and Davis Mills, their backup quarterback, he's played some good football in his
really
career.
Good.
He's a backup, but he played really well last weekend. That's a high-end backup. They're going to win.
I'm taking them, too. So put two down on that category.
We'll make it three because I agree. I think the Titans are a mess right now. Okay, Green Bay, two losses at home going on the road to the Giants. Jameis Winston now starting for the Giants with Dak Jackson Dart and concussion protocol. Paul, what are you thinking here?
Jameis Winston will either throw touchdowns for his team or for the other team. He is the most giving quarterback of all time. He'll throw picks. But then he'll throw a touchdown late. If I'm the Packers, I hate this. Because if I'm the Packers, I would much rather face Russell Wilson, who just doesn't look like himself anymore.
No, it sure
and
doesn't.
And I think this is a real dangerous game for the Packers. They've cooled off a little bit. I think they're going to win it because they know that they're in a bit of a jam here. But I think Jameis Winston's a complete wild card.
So you're picking
Packers, but...
Yeah. I'm going that way, too. Packers, too.
I am too, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants cover the spread because Jameis is going to be, it's going to be fun to watch with Jameis in there.
And they got an interim coach.
Yes. Right? Mike Kafka, local guy, went to Northwestern, is from here. So his first game as head coach.
Okay.
That's
all right.
He was in Northwestern quarterback.
That's right. Yeah. And he like in his college career, he liked to throw the ball. So we'll see what they do with Jameis.
Listen
two guys
to
that like to throw the ball.
Yeah.
All right. Bengals at Steelers. This was a fun one 2 weeks ago on Thursday Night Football. What are you thinking, John?
I'm taking Steelers. No question. Well, that's who I'm taking.
I think I'm going to take the Eagles. I didn't like the Steelers' offense the past week, and the Eagles have a better defense. So I'm going to take the Eagles.
Wait a minute.
Bengals and Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah.
Bengals and Steelers.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, man. The Eagles cannot win that game if they're not playing. that's a fact. You know, weirdly, I'm going to take the Bengals. They really need it, and if they get this, they may get Joe Burrow back in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I'm going Bengals, too. Flacco's going to throw it all over the place, I think. All right, Chargers going across the country against the Jaguars, hosting them. John, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to go with L.A.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm also going with the Chargers. They really need this, and the Jaguars have slowed down a little bit. A lot of drops. They lost Travis Hunter for the season. I think we've seen their best work.
I agree. I think the Chargers are really good, and I think they're going to clean it up and go over to Jacksonville. All right, this is a fun one here. Seahawks and Rams, top two teams in the NFC West. Rams at home. What are you thinking, Paul?
This is a great game. I mean, everyone loves the Rams. The Seahawks get no credit. I'm going to pick the Seahawks to win this, even though I think the Rams are going to finish better as the season goes along. But this is a monster one for Sam Darnold. National TV, this will be a great game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with that. I'll follow Paul's lead on that one.
I'll take the Rams at home. I think I think Matthew Stafford's playing a really high level, and it should be a really good game, though. I agree with you, though. Seahawks don't get any credit, and they've been phenomenal this year. All right, 49ers on the road, another divisional matchup at the Cardinals. What are you thinking, John?
I'm taking 49ers.
Yeah, I got the Niners. Mac Jones has been good all season for them. Brock Purdy hasn't been back. He's not going to be back. And Arizona, they're not bad. You know, their receivers are doing a little better. Jacoby Brissett is helping them, but not good enough.
Yeah, I'm also going 49ers. Marvin Harrison being out now, I think that hurts them. Is him and Brissett are getting a little more chemistry together. All right, Ravens rolling as of late on the road at the Browns. What do you think, Paul?
Oh, man. I can't picture a scenario where the Browns will win this. The Ravens have not been great. Their defense has not been great. But every game is a playoff game for them. And, you know, people still think they're going to win their division, so I'm going to go Ravens.
Same here. I'm with him.
Let's make Ravens. It three. Yeah. And then the last one before Sunday Night Football. This is another fun one. Chiefs off their bye at the Broncos. Broncos 8-2, 5-0 at home, but the Chiefs are a 3.5-point road favorite. Paul, what are you thinking?
I don't think the Chiefs can afford any losses, especially not in the division. So they're playing like the rest of the schedule is the playoffs, so they will win.
Okay. I'll buy that. I'll take Kansas City.
I felt like I meant it, didn't I?
Yeah,
that was
sure
good.
Did. You sold
that was,
me. Yeah,
that was
I mean,
good.
I already had him picked, but you still sold me. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Broncos. I'm going to go with the Broncos. I think they're going to step up, but they're they do scare me a little bit with the way they've been winning recently. All right, Sunday Night Football is we're going to fly through these next two. Lions at Eagles. A lot of good games this week.
Yeah.
Lions and Eagles. What do you think, John?
Well, I'm taking the Eagles because they're at home.
I'm going with the Lions. Their offense looks great.
Okay.
I'm going with Paul with the Lions, too. I think the Eagles are due for a loss here. All right, Cowboys at the Raiders on Monday Night Football. What do you think, Paul?
I know I don't want to watch it. It's just going to be ugly. God, is there a Blackhawks game on? Is there a Bulls game I can watch that night? Can you check the schedule?
I think the Bulls
play. I know we got to get to Charlie, so I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys just because they score more.
Well, yeah, and I think what we've seen from the Raiders so far this year is pretty lousy. So I'll go with the Cowboys. I'll go with the Cowboys, too.
I'll go with the Cowboys as well. And, boys, that's Week 10. There we go. We got out with a minute here.
And the Colts and Saints are on the bye.
They're the two on the bye.
All right. Any final thoughts in the last 50 seconds that are left here, anybody, or what?
It's been such a fun week. I mean, the one thing about being a Bears fan, there's never a relaxing win. Every win is completely tense, and it goes to the last second. I would love a nice 21-3 victory one weekend where we just relax.
Whoa. I don't know. I like these last second pull it out of the fire victories. It's very exciting.
I'm with Paul.
Very exciting.
Give me a week off.
Very stressful.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining me on this edition of the John Landecker Pick 'em Pool. We shall reconvene again next week, tomorrow night, the John Landecker program from 7 until 10 over most of this same radio station. Stand by as we get ready to join the Chicago Blackhawks.